Outer Court, Inner Court, most holy place. These represent our relationship with Jesus. The desire for the Father is not very hard to see. Some believers have little knowledge of the spiritual union with the Father. They are pictured in the Song of Solomon. They are the virgins who live in the outer court. And it are those the Bible calls concubines. These are the folks learning to lean on Christ. They are ever chasing spiritual gifts and miss the Lord within. They lack immaturity. Queens, concubines, and virgins, outer court, inner court, most holy place. These represent our relationship with Jesus. The desire for the Father is not very hard. Love a person have for the Father is pictured by the clean relationship. She's the one who has times of intimacy and shares the way of life and the nature of the King. Outer court, inner court, most holy place. These represent our relationship with Jesus. The desire for the Father is not very hard to see. The queen partakes of the life of the King. She's called alongside to express His nature. She speaks of the present place of God's people. Sadly, most folks don't get the reality. Queens, concubines, and virgins, outer court, inner court, most holy place. These represent our relationship with Jesus. Desire for the Father is not very hard. Awaken to the queen relationship, you will experience life abundantly. If you enter this lifestyle with our King, you'll be manifesting Christ in your nature. Queens, concubines, and virgins, outer court, inner court, most holy place. These represent our relationship with Jesus. The desire for the Father is not very hard to see. The desire for the Father is not very hard.